Animal Farm by George Orwell. Whatever goes upon two legs is an enemy. Whatever goes upon four legs or has wings is a friend. Well, the tale begins in the dreamland of Old Major, where animals live together in peace, away from the grasping controls of humans. Until a morning eventually comes, and upon waking, Major summons the animals to tell them of a heed for what they must do to attain utopia, and what actions must be done. So the animals exhilarate on the words of Major and get ready to do what must be done. But only three nights later, Major dies. But his dream lingers on. Until one midnight, when they finally defeat and overthrow the farm owner, Mr. Jones. Three young pigs named Snowball, Napoleon, and Squealer then introduce themselves as the executors of the will and principles of Old Major, creating an order of commandments for animals and an animal-friendly farm, which are: whatever goes upon two legs is an enemy. Whatever goes upon four legs or has wings is a friend. No animal shall wear clothes. No animal shall sleep in a bed. No animal shall drink alcohol. No animal shall kill any other animal. All animals are equal. Snowball teaches the animals to read, and then Napoleon takes the training of a group of young dogs about the principles of animalism. So everything appears to be going as planned. Until Mr. Jones comes back to take his farm. This is the story that George Orwell tells. It is a story of a utopia that in reality actualizes as a dystopia.